Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Number three, this is Lock and Load, and we are going to speak with Rick Ector, the director. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, man, good afternoon to you. Yes, it is I. I am Director Ector, beaming in live from Motown, Detroit City, man. Yeah. How are you doing today?
I'm good. What's the weather like up in Motown?
You know what? When you consider winter's past, you know, it's not bad, man, because let me tell you, we don't have any of that wet, damp, white stuff on the ground.
Is that bad?
Not bad, man. I mean, from a visual standpoint, you know, my grass isn't like very green right now. It's damp. It's got little tinges of brown and yellow, but hey, man, all things considered, I'll take it if it means that we don't have any snow and ice on the ground.
Right.
How's the weather your way?
Well, we don't have any snow. It'd be surprising right. If we had snow, so we don't have any snow at the moment. We may later, I don't know. But actually, it's pretty nice. I mean, every degree above 40, that means I can keep the bonsai trees outside.
Right. The bonsai trees, man. You know what? I really think that's a cool hobby you have there, man. I think it's a lifestyle, but, man, I remember the one episode we were talking about it and your knowledge and expertise in that area. I'm impressed, man. But you know what? A man has got to have hobbies, a place to immerse himself and take himself from the hustle and bustle of the world and engage in a relaxing activity, and I'm glad that you found one.
Well, this will be one. You get out there and you start growing these things, you're saying to yourself, this will outlast me, but it will only outlast me if somebody comes along and takes these things and actually starts, picks up the mantle and starts running those that way. That's the only way.
Right.
So I enjoy them for the moment right now. I don't have, I don't organize shooting events with thousands of people there.
Not yet.
Never going to happen, Rick. Never going to happen. I don't have the patience for that. No.
Man, let me tell you. It will happen, possibly, possibly, potentially. Yeah. Let me tell you, you have the ability to reach literally thousands each and every time you come onto the air, man. And let me tell you, you could influence this growing movement of people who are embracing their Second Amendment right and educating and edifying their fellow man and woman. And you can help me marching arm in arm to make this world a safer place.
I would be happy to help you. If I have to get out there and go with somebody and go, all right, Bill, this is yours. You have to go.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because guess what?
What?
I have an event that's coming up on last weekend of July here in Detroit, man. And dare I say, I would love it if we could be graced by your presence.
And when is it?
The last weekend in July. I don't even have the dates memorized yet. All I know is the last weekend in July. This is when we're training a plethora of women. I'm talking a total myriad of ladies how to handle, load, operate, and look at those beautiful holes on her silhouette.
I will have to look into that and see what I.
I know, man. I'm putting you on the spot. I'm exerting pressure, but man, that's the only way I'm going to make some headway, man. I got to get you inch by inch. Look, you don't know it, but I already have seen it in my mind. I see it happening. I can't say exactly when, but I know it's going to happen because I'm not going to quit.
Well, what is it that you see happening exactly? What difference would I make?
What do you mean, what difference would you make? Let me tell you. Every movement this world has ever seen started with just one person daring to think that they could make a contribution that would be beneficial to everyone, man. And look, I know that in the aftermath, you will be filled with so much glee, joy, and happiness for having done a good thing for no other reason than you're a great guy.
I think what we ought to do, if I do make it up there, you can put me up there and go, now, ladies, what I want you to do is I don't want you to shoot like this and have me go and let me just empty the gun as fast as I can, which is pretty fast, Rick. If you've never seen that, it's pretty fast. And then you can get up there and say, that looked really impressive, didn't it? Did you notice how many he missed? I don't want you guys to miss fast. I don't want you missing fast. So.
Right, lesson.
We could do that. That'd be fun. I'd enjoy that.
Hey, man, look, I was thinking we have an opportunity. Well, I mean, it is like just a couple days past Christmas, but I was thinking from our last time that we were on, man, that I wanted to, like, share my own personal experiences with Christmas through my life, man. Okay. And this is me talking about the winter Christmas season and some experiences that I've had, man. And some of them are quite interesting. But let me tell you, when I think about, get this, my first job. What was your first job you've ever had, man?
Bag boy.
Bag boy at the supermarket?
Yep.
Oh, man, that is a thing. You know, to put the bread on top?
Yeah.
Canned goods on the bottom?
I was a bag boy. I was a professional bag boy. I knew what I was doing.
And this is when the bags were actually made out of paper.
That's right. And I could get five into the buggies at the time. I could get five sacks of groceries into the buggy.
Now, of course, it wouldn't be cost effective to put bags in the supermarkets now because we've gotten used to these plastic bags. You know, there's a growing movement in places across the country in which they don't even give you plastic bags anymore.
Well, I find that sort of hypocritical because everything I'm bringing up there is wrapped in plastic. Everything's in plastic. Every single thing is in plastic somehow, some way, shape or form.
Man, let me tell you, my first job ever, I was actually, get this, a newspaper guy, newspaper boy, newspaper guy, split. Me and a good friend of mine, we actually split a route because we were like really young and they didn't want to entrust all that responsibility to just one kid.
Sure.
So we split a route, man. And let me tell you, we actually survived the entire winter pushing and pulling and towing one of those Red Flyer wagons with the Detroit News logo on it, stuffed with newspapers. And this was back in the day when those newspapers had those Sunday sections that were actually credible in size. You remember what was in those sections?
Everything. Everything was in the sections. I mean, sports, funnies, the flyers. Each little section had a whole section of the paper like lifestyles or home and garden.
Like things we take for granted now, like a TV guy, man. Yeah. Those things are probably collectible now. And the coupons and all the sales papers and the classified section. I was looking at a newspaper on my newsstand just the other day, man, and it's like paper thin, but it's in color, but it's like $2.50 a copy, man.
Hang on there, if you will. We'll be right back talking to Rick Ector. Ector, the director. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And welcome back. Talking to Rick Ector. This is Lock and Load. We were just talking about our first job. You were telling me about your Red Ryder.
Oh, yeah, man. First job I had.
Yeah.
And delivering the Detroit news with a radio flyer wagon, splitting the route with my good buddy, man, going through the snow, the ice. And you know what? As soon as the weather broke, we got into all the other things that, you know, little boys are into, man, and sort of forgot that paper route. And my mother, bless her heart, she said, why in the world would you push your wagon all winter long, and then when the weather gets nice, you don't want to do it anymore? I didn't have a good answer for her, man. I didn't. But, you know, a kid, man, and we do things like that.
Oh.
But there was another tradition that my mom had around Christmas times, man. Tell me, did you have this in your house? I shared it on my social media the other day, and everyone that chimed in said they had the same exact setup.
Yeah.
Was there a bowl or, like, display in the house, either in the kitchen or in the dining room, and it had, like, every variety of nut that you could think of, along with the metal nutcrackers?
My grandmother had that. As a matter of fact, okay. it was out of part of a hollowed-out tree. And it had slots in it for the nutcracker to fit in there and everything else. I remember it quite
well. It had its own little place.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, man, there were, like, I swear to God, almost every variety of nut in that bowl, man. And I enjoy each and every one of them, except the one that I discovered I was allergic to.
Which was?
Man, the Brazil nuts, man.
Oh, no.
Those things I found out that I have an allergic reaction to. Let me just explain to you like this. Have you ever had an itching tongue that you could not soothe?
No, I have not.
Let me tell you, it is the most dreadful malady, affliction that you could come down with, man. And then that's when I knew to leave those alone. And I helped myself to a huge selection of all in the bowl, man. I'm talking walnuts, almonds, pecans. Pecans were my favorite. Macadamia. And of course, they even threw a few peanuts in there, man.
Yeah, I always liked, I like to watch, my grandfather crack the pecans.
Right.
Because
you call it pecans. That's a regional difference. They're pecans here, but they're pecans down there.
Well, in Britain, they're pecans. And my grandparents were British.
Right.
So in their house, they were pecans. And just like the record player was a record player, you know.
A record player.
Yeah.
Man, what was your favorite toy that you received for Christmas as a young lad?
I liked hats. I was a big hat guy.
A hat?
Yeah. I liked any sort of a hat.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Like a cowboy hat?
Especially a cowboy hat.
Man, let me tell you, you've seen me in my cowboy hat, right?
I think I have. Yeah, I have seen you in your
cowboy hat.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, it has a prized location on my shelf. I'm looking at it now. And these days, man, I only don it when I go to the great state of Texas, which I'll be going to pretty soon. I have a board meeting coming up, man. And I'll tell you, I love the spectacle that I create strolling through the airport with this big, giant 10-gallon hat, man. The only thing that usually sets it off is I usually have my cowboy boots on, too, man. But I need to go get those bad boys repaired. I need to get a new sole put on them. But let me tell you, my two favorite toys were, get this, my mother used to refer to them as dolls. But you don't give a young man a doll. No. They go by another word. What do they go by?
G.I. Joes.
Well, that I guess would be a generic form of it. They are action figures.
Action figures, yeah.
I had two prized action figures as a kid. When I tell you what they were, this will let you know that this was a long time ago.
Right.
I had the G.I. Joe. No, not the G.I. Joe. Excuse me. I had the $6 million man, Lee Majors, with the bionic eye.
Yeah.
And, of course, my favorite daredevil would be the guy who attempted to jump over the Grand Canyon.
Evel Knievel.
Hopefully our listening audience knows who Mr. Knievel was.
You know, I became aware of him when I was a young man, and I saw him, and he's being interviewed. He says, well, I've managed to earn about $4 million, but I've managed to spend about $6 million, and everybody's out there laughing. I'm like, how did that work
out? Man, let me tell you, that takes talent.
Yeah.
That takes talent to spend $2 million that you don't have.
Yeah. So.
Well, let me tell you, man, another interesting thing happened to me today, man, before I got the call from you. I got a call from a local affiliate here on the broadcast news, and they wanted to get my opinion on these new gun laws we got coming here in the state of Michigan. Incidentally, and I'm sure it happens to be nothing but a coincidence, we have a veritable plethora of gun laws. They're already on the books. They're already enacted, but they're not enforceable until February 14th, Valentine's Day. Why Valentine's Day? I have no way of knowing. It's purely coincidental, I believe, because it's the 90th day from the time period when the legislature ended session for that term. And you count out 90 days, man, and on Valentine's Day, we have four gun laws that are actually on the books and they can be enforceable. Give me the four most draconian gun laws you can think of.
Well, I'll tell you what, before we do that, as we're getting ready to go into the next break, right? Tell everybody how to find you.
I am Rick Ector, Director Ector. I am here every Tuesday. And any other day, I'm invited to talk about gun rights, freedom, and how we can win it back and make our country great again. I can be reached at Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. The handle is the same, Detroit CCW, or reach me at legallyarmedindetroit.com.
Indeed. And, of course, he's on IMDb.
Oh, don't forget.
Don't forget IMDb. I'm on IMDb, too, because Rick's on IMDb. Yeah. I'm on IMDb, so that's the way that worked out. I don't know exactly how that managed to be that way, but obviously it's not what you know. It's who you know, Rick.
It's who you know.
It's who you know, and I know Rick Ector, the director, so that's some good stuff. That's some good stuff. Anyhow, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. A member of Israel's war cabinet, former Israeli military chief Benny Gantz, has expressed concern that time is running out for a negotiated resolution to the conflict with Hamas. Gantz also mentioned the possibility of increased military actions against Hezbollah, which has been launching rockets into Israel from the southern border of Lebanon. Unemployment claims rose in the week leading up to Christmas, signaling a further cooling of the labor market. The U.S. Labor Department said initial filings for unemployment benefits rose by 12,000 to reach 218,000 in the week ending on December 23rd. Mortgage rates have dropped for the ninth consecutive week, coinciding with indications from the Federal Reserve about potential interest rate cuts in the coming year. According to recent data from Freddie Mac, the average 30-year fixed-rate mortgage now stands at 6.61%. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I'm speaking with Rick Ector, the director. And Rick has the I don't know what kind of honor I would say. He has the honor of living in the state run by the second worst governor in the United States. She may be in a two-way tie with Hochul, because I think Newsom is probably the worst, and then there's Pritzker out there as well, but I think she and Hochul are tied for second.
You know, at the last statewide election we had, man, she not only managed to get herself reelected, God bless her heart, she was also gifted with control of the state legislature, that is both the state house and the state senate. And she held true to her political ideals in getting enacted and signed legislation to put on four of the most draconian gun laws that I think is possible and conceivable. And I want you to tell me, what are the four scourges of the gun right movements with regards to legislation?
Universal background checks.
Yep, that's one.
Assault weapon ban.
No, we didn't get that one.
Red flag law.
Red flag.
Let's see. FOID cards, you got to register to buy them?
No, we don't have those.
Okay. What about domestic violence? What about that?
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah.
And, of course, let's see, run them back. Red flag laws, we got the storage law, we got a registration law, we got a domestic violence law.
So you've got a registration law now.
Yeah.
Who has to register?
Well, we've always had to register handguns going back to 1927 when the Michigan Firearms Act came into play. And that was a direct consequence of the Ossian Sweet case I know we talked about before. He was exonerated and the state legislature rebelled by giving us handgun registration.
Right.
And you know what? This draconian Jim Crow law has been on the books ever since 1927, and they rounded it out by now requiring us, come February 14th, Valentine's Day, we now have to register any newly purchased long gun, which of course would be rifles and shotguns. Yeah. So, and registration is only a benefit to who and for what purpose?
Well, it's only a benefit to the government for confiscation.
Confiscation. If they ever finally pass legislation to just ban them outright, they will have a shopping list to go door to door and relieve us of our ability to defend ourselves, despite the fact that the Supreme Court has said that the government doesn't have a responsibility to protect you. That whose job is it to make Bill Frady safe?
Oh, mine.
It's yours.
Yeah.
As is, it's my right to protect myself, man.
Yep.
And you know, this storage law, man, you know, we gotta make sure that our guns are properly stored, but I tell you, I can't think of many responsible gun owners who do not adequately safeguard their firearms from people who get access to them. You know, the biggest problem I have with that law, man, is that it's strictly punitive. It's strictly punitive, and it's only after the fact. Wouldn't it be better, I think, if we did something proactive?
Well, what you got in mind?
Well, I think that education, man, and knowledge and training, I think, would be the prescription for individuals not knowing a lot about the safe handling and storage and education about firearms. I mean, why couldn't we teach kids who are, like, just beginning school? Why couldn't we teach them stuff like the Eddie Eagle program?
Well, you could. You could.
Why couldn't we advocate for kids to get hunting license? How old do you have to be in your great state to get a hunting license?
18, I think. Maybe 16.
Is it 18?
I don't know how old it is. I'm not a hunter, so I don't know. That's my weakness. I take the blame for that one. I should know.
Guess what? What's the date on the calendar today?
27th of December, 2023.
So what usually do some people do when the first of the year shows up?
New Year's pledges? What do they call them?
Resolutions, right? Resolutions, yeah. And pledges. What would be a fitting interest on your list for next year?
Oh, goodness. We're really going to go there, aren't we?
Okay.
So, besides make a whole lot of money, that you want to know that one? Besides,
okay. Well, that's always cool, yeah. But I mean, it's not everything, you right. know. I would rather have it than not have it, though.
Yeah. Well, you got to have that to, in order to fight the fight, you have to be able to fuel the fight.
Okay.
Which some people sort of forget that part of it sometimes. But anyway, I said that part out loud. Anyway, probably expand my knowledge base on things I don't know about.
Okay, and that's always a good thing, man.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, anything that I learn that, especially of a Second Amendment nature, I'm always happy to have the honor and privilege to share that with you and your listening audience, man. So, you know, this whole... We have to register long guns now, you know, and like I said, that's only because one day if they ever get their wildest dream placated that they want to have a shopping list to try to take them from us. Storage law, man, you know, what responsible, intelligent person wouldn't secure their guns from their people, you know, children who shouldn't have access to them, but You know what? I think a much better solution is education and training. And start with Eddie Eagle. Stop. Don't touch. Leave the area. Tell a responsible adult. Get them and help them get us a hunting license. Stock the freezer. Teach them about shooting and responsible gun ownership. Train them up as a child, man. And then throughout their days, they'll know how they should be, right?
Yeah.
And of course, you know, this domestic violence law, man, you know. On its face, man, you know, it might seem attractive, you know, but let me tell you,
it's not about what it is. It's about how it's written.
Okay. What is onerous about the way it's written?
Well, I don't know. I thought that's where you were about to take me.
Oh, I thought you were going to share with me.
No. That's just a statement of fact with any law they come up with. It doesn't matter what they call it. It matters about how it's written. It matters about the details. Most of the laws they write, the title has nothing to do with what they're doing.
Man, the devil is always in the details. You know, in a big story, I don't know how much you follow Hollywood. Are you familiar at all with the Marvel movies that are out, you know?
I am familiar with them, but I don't go watch them. I'm familiar with them. I know who's in them and stuff like that. I couldn't tell you any of the plot lines because I'm not going to invest that money with them.
There's this guy. He's an actor, Jonathan Majors. He has gotten a lot of movie time playing this character called Kang the Conqueror. But yeah. Long story short.
I tell you what, hold up the story short because we're now coming up on the break. You're going to pick it up on the other side with Jonathan Majors. How do they find you?
They can find me, Rick Ector. I am at Legally Armed in Detroit. I'm Detroit CCW at Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Tuesdays on Bill Frady, Lock and Load. And as he told us at the last break, yes, I'm on IMDb.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Time on the firing line. I've been speaking with Rick Ector, the director. He was getting ready to tell me about the Jonathan Majors, the domestic thing, and I know what you're referencing, so go ahead and let's hear about Mr. Majors.
Yeah, I don't need to go into a whole lot of detail, man, but they were having some type of thing, he and his significant other at the time, and it appeared to me, and like, gee, Rick, how could it appear to you? Social media, man, like YouTube, everything is on YouTube, right?
Yep.
So they showed the video of this incident in question, and it looked like to me, unless my eyes failed me, that he was doing everything possible to get away and to separate himself from the woman he was dealing with at the time, man. And, he actually had sufficient, wounds on him to press, you know, domestic violence against her, but some kind of way, man, he ended up getting convicted of a misdemeanor domestic violence charge. And here's the thing. I am not a fan of domestic violence on anybody from anyone. But, you know, from what it looked like to me, man, it looked like a guy who was involved in a situation with his woman and he wanted to get away from her. And, he ended up getting convicted, man, and as a consequence, I'm not going to say his life is ruined, man, but a lot of movies that he was going to be featured in are no longer on the table. I believe Marvel Cinematic Universe, they ended up firing him, man, but as it is with, you know, domestic violence, man, if you have a situation and, you know, you and your significant other, y'all just aren't going to make it. I mean, hey, part ways. But as I saw this whole saga play itself out, man, I'm just catching, you know, news bites here and there, man. It looked like I think he got railroaded, man. And I think these domestic violence laws, man, if they are ill-defined and if they are ill-applied, man, they pose a very real and clear hazard to people who actually own firearms, man. And it reminds me of an episode we did a while back when we talked about dating and significant others and things that you need to really pay attention to and keep in mind. If you're going to spend a lot of time with anyone, whether you're involved in a relationship of a romantic nature or not, you really need to scrutinize the people that you allow into your life, man. I mean, if only from a quality of life standpoint, But the fact that there could be some very dire consequences if you and the wrong person get entangled and want to start some type of relationship. But, yeah, I would strongly urge people to take due caution with whom they closely affiliate.
Well, the thing about laws is every time they enact a new law, that law is, it's all going to be based on who's in power, and it's going to be prostituted at some point. They're going to read something into it that isn't there, and then they're going to use it to come after people that are law-abiding. That's what gun grabbers do.
Yeah. But moving along, man, I want to put the word out on another topic. It's of a personal nature. It's like, forgive me if I'm bragging or if I'm self-promoting, but coming up very soon, the very next episode of anyone's favorite magazine, if they happen to be a member of the National Rifle Association, the February issue will be coming into your mailbox, and there will be a ballot in that periodical.
Right.
And it is for people who are running for the NRA Board of Directors. I'm Hector, the Rector, Director Hector, currently a board member. I'm up for re-election, and I'm asking for everyone to read my profile and to kindly consider casting a vote for yours truly, me, Rick Hector.
The Director.
I'm currently the director.
So you'll be the director even if you didn't get reelected, but I don't understand why you wouldn't get reelected, to be honest with you.
Well, I mean, you know, I'll tell you why I wouldn't get elected, because I didn't have enough votes.
Oh, well, that's, I guess that's a truism, but at the same time, that I don't understand why that would be a thing, why you wouldn't get the votes.
Oh, man, I appreciate you saying that. And I appreciate the sentiment. I truly do, man. You know, you have been a very good, close, personal friend of mine for a number of years now, man. How many years have we known each other?
Gosh, 2013, maybe? 10?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
10,
at least, I'm thinking, yeah, 2013, maybe 2012, maybe 2011. So, yeah, we've got about a decade together, man.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we crossed paths in the same town, but we need to, you know, correct that.
The NRA annual meeting is coming up. I'm sure you're going to that one. You can't, you'll be walking around the NRA annual meeting, and then all of a sudden somebody will come by, they'll grab both your shoulders and spin you around and go, Bill Flady. Oh, it's actually the director.
So are you unofficially, officially entertaining the idea?
If they'll let me come, if my company will let me, it's a weekend thing, so I should be able to pull it off. Isn't it in Indianapolis this time?
No, it's going to be in Texas, man.
Oh, God. Okay.
When was the last time you've been to Texas?
Last time they held it in Dallas.
Okay.
Well, they held it in San Antonio. I didn't go to San Antonio. Excuse me.
Well, look, man, do you still have a cowboy hat?
No, I don't, but I could get one. That's easy. There's all kinds of cowboy hat places around here. I can find me a cowboy hat. Oh, yeah.
Some cowboy boots?
No, I'm not going that far. Nah.
That's going too far, huh?
No, but I'll wear some nice combat boots. I'll wear some nice Danners.
Okay. I mean, they have their place, man. If you're talking about the standard issue boots that come high up on the calf and got those really long laces on them.
And
you have them like shined up with a fresh coating of polish that you spit shined.
Yeah, that's not happening. Nobody has those anymore. They don't even issue those anymore.
They don't?
No. They're all brown nubuck, and they don't even polish them. It's not like it was when I was in.
Man, I was in ROTC in high school and in college for a spell. I only did it in college for a couple of years, man. And I used to take exceeding pride in having this gloss and shine on my boots. It was my goal to have the shiniest boots in formation.
Sure. But I want to point one thing out to you about having the shiny boots, okay?
What's that?
That was the most impractical thing ever, because we'd be wearing, in Europe.
Why is it impractical to have shiny boots, man?
Well, because we're combat soldiers.
Okay.
The shine on our boots is not what's important. As a matter of fact, that's the first thing that's going to go. In Europe, when you get out into the field and you're tromping around in the mud, you don't have time to sit back and gingerly tiptoe through it. You got to walk through the mud. So if you got a nice bunch of polish on there, it's going to look good for two steps.
Two steps.
And then it's done.
But what a glorious two steps those were, though.
No, they're not glorious at all. They are wasted.
Oh, man, let me tell you. Those are the days. Those were the days, anyway. Man, where does time go? I look up and I'm 56 years old, man. Huh? And now I'm out of time. Look, it has been my joy to be on the show tonight, man. I look forward to being with you next week. Hector, director on Bill Frady's Lock and Load. Yes, you are the real deal, man. Thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate you coming on and bringing the Hector, the director perspective. That's all. That's always fun. It's a breath of fresh air. It's a way to reset the palate, if you will, because good Lord, with some of the stuff that I have to talk about on a regular basis, Lord knows I need to have my palate reset. Find Hector, Mr. Hector at Legally Armed in Detroit. If you're up there and you're looking for a class, check him out at Rick's Firearms Academy. Tell him I sent you. He'll charge you more because of that, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's fair compensation. Hey, man, I'm teaching on Sunday, so hey, call me quick.
There you go. As for me, I'll be back in about 21 hours. And between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.